Fred Durst?
He's like Iggy.
Oh, you are sorely mistaken. I
play something from $3 Bill, y'all.
What is that?
That's the landmark Limp Bizkit album.
Limp Bizkit? Oh, my God. I mean, they...
Wait, you don't agree that those are the most crucial grooves you've heard since Funkadelic?
What, Limp Bizkit grooves? Absolutely.
It's like the ultimate cross between Funkadelic and Rob Tyner.
Yeah, no, I don't agree at all.
Oh, you do not deserve a radio show.
CITR 101.9 FM, your crucial groove station.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon.
Ah, what do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina coladas.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:32 in the a.m. That means it's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday. Thank you very much, Mark, for some killer drone there. That was some fantastic stuff by L.A. you just heard. And we're going to kind of pick it up where you left off. We're going to start a little bit mellow and a very special show today. We're actually going to be broadcasting live downstairs in front of the Alma Mater Society building, featuring live music today by 2009 Shindig winners Hidden Towers. And we'll be listening to them and then have a little chat with those guys in about 25 minutes or so. So we're going to kind of keep it drony here. Pulled out something from the CITR archives here that's a very, very, very good compilation. Originally came out on Cathexis Recordings all the way back to 1989, and this was a compilation of the You Bet We've Got Something Against You and Fight compilations that came out in the late 80s, featuring groups such as Current 93, In the Nursery, Pink Industry, Hula, the Shockheaded Peters, really, really good stuff. But we're going to hear something by the wonderful, the always mysterious Zoviet Frantz.
Thank you.
ITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your Friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, The Kiss Store, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
11:54 in the AM. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. This is A Noise. Luke Mead here at the mic. And you just heard something that I just can't get enough of. The new Mark McGuire double album, Amethyst, it's called there. And Passing of the Road Chief is the name of that track there. Beautiful guitar loop drone kind of stuff. We started off there with Zoviet France off of the fantastic compilation Absolute. And the track there was called La Murmur New. And reminding you, we're just waiting to hear from downstairs. We're going to be having a live on-location broadcast by Vancouver's own Hidden Towers. But we'll keep with the weirdness going on. Something coming up off of the fantastic Deep Wireless Radio Art compilation. They're on their 7th volume now. 7 years of new adventures in sound art. We're going to hear something by a gentleman by the name of Alexander Baker, who is a former scriptwriter, musician, and teacher who now works with sound. The track is called Homespun Topophilia. Topophilia is the fondness for a place because it's a home and incarnates the past. Old piano, radio filtered through housework, local ritual and play, river and wide meadows, childhood memories spun out, framed by the resonant frequencies of my present home. Sounds recorded on location, but thanks to the playground and prayer, Greg Blomont and Nick Stage of Free Sound for Lost Echoes. This is Alexander Baker on A Noise. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Just heard something off of the Deep Wireless Radio Art Compilation, Homespun by Alexander Baker. And we are switching over live onto the floor of the front of the AMS. It's the Live at Lunch series. Happens every first week back here at CITR and at UBC. And today's band will be The Hidden Towers.
Going to have a party here tonight, son?
I mean, whatever happens, your toes are still tapping.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's hottest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres. Check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
And if you're a rock star, you're famous, and you rock out.
Are you sure this is legal?
I don't know.
It's fun, though, isn't it?
sample the various flavors of Italian folk music from north to south, traditional to modern, on this bilingual Italian-English show. Un programma bilingue che esplora il mondo della musica etnica italiana. Given the Boot, every Tuesday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yes, indeedy. Who knew that Italian could sound so good with an Australian accent? Linda Bull, every Tuesday afternoon with us, giving the boot. Check it out. Fantastic stuff. Obviously, we're having some problems with the feed downstairs, so we're going to keep on playing some noise for you and stuff like that, and hopefully we can get a stronger link. Right now, we're going to hear something brand new out on the Blau Records label. This is a really, really cool label. This is Dragon's Eye Recording. Blau is the name of the album. I'm sorry. Dragon's Eye Recording. Recordings.com is the website. They put out these really, really nice limited edition CDs and stuff. Really, really heavy on the experimental drone kind of stuff. Two artists here by the name of Thomas Phillips and Jason Bivens. This is a track, like I said, mistakenly called Blau. Thank you. CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. You just heard something by Canadian composer Thomas Phillips and guitarist Jason Bivens. Brand new release called Blau. Really, really good collaboration between a guitar improvisation and laptop drone. Really, really cool stuff. Sound are based on the work of painter Barnett Newman. Pretty cool stuff. Moving on. Obviously, the feed is not working for downstairs, so we're just going to keep doing a regular a noise show, I guess. And well, you know, I've been playing this one a lot, and you know, I hope you dig it as much as I do. Here's some Jandek for you.
happy through the morning. Up and lighting
I'll see you. Side of the moon, really. Matter of fact, it's all dark.
Tim, and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. I will be playing best punk, hardcore, metal, ska, and reggae music for you from all over the world. We all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver, British Columbia.
Well, 41 in the p.m. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Stay tuned. We've got the afternoon yak coming up, as we do every Wednesday. The Green Majority, hosted by our sister station out in Toronto, CIUT, your only source of conservation information. 2 o'clock, Democracy Now! With Ms. Amy Goodman. 3 o'clock, Rumbletone Radio, Go-Go with Frank Rumbletone. Pretty exciting stuff going on right now. Today is the CITR Open House from 3 to 7 o'clock. It's something where we do for the brand new students and stuff like that. We bring them through the station, show them around, show them how CITR works and stuff like that. And we put them on the air, take requests, that kind of stuff. We'll be doing that throughout the day. 5 o'clock is the Arts Report with Adam. 6 o'clock, Reel to Reel. 6:30. This week is Shameless with Jonathan. 8 o'clock, Folk Oasis with Ms. Val Cormier. 10 o'clock, Sexy in Man City with Caroline. And I don't believe Hans Klaus is on the air this week. Not too sure. But either way, keep it locked on CITR 101.9 FM. What did we hear there? Well, we started off there with some Yandek or Jandek, whatever you want to call it. Camber Sands Sunday hit one of his very first live performances all the way back to 2006, May 14th. It was recorded. We heard Hair of the Dog. That, of course, is available on Corewood Industries. Afterwards, we heard some Flaming Lips doing their rendition of Dark Side of the Moon, featuring Henry Rollins and Peaches. We heard Brain Damage and Eclipse. We're going to have the Hidden Towers up here for an interview, hopefully. And we're going to keep it on with some tunes, though. One of my favorite albums this year, a lovely collaboration of the A-Frames and the Climax Golden Twins. This is off their eponymous album, off It's Up Pop. Enjoy. Thank you. WITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Some insanely dense psychedelia from Seattle there. The A-Frames jamming with the Climax Golden Twins. That album simply goes by AFCGT, obviously acronyms of both those bands. Brand new self-titled record out on Sub Pop Records. We heard Two-Legged Dog. In the studio, who do I have here?
Chris.
He's talking to the microphone, lads. Chris, Ben, and
Sean.
Chris, Ben, and Sean from
Hidden Towers.
All right, who just played a searing set downstairs for the first week back. Students, how'd it go down there?
Great.
I'm sorry the feed didn't work for us. It was kind of a drag, but we're still learning here. It's trial by error and stuff like that. So, you know,
technology.
Exactly. You know, what can you do? So I'm going to mention you are 2009 Shindig champions.
Yeah.
All right. Just reminding everyone that Shindig starts next week at the Railway Club. Now, what have you gone on? What were the spoils of Shindig? What did you get as a result of winning?
Oh, we got some recording time at the Hive, which is how we recorded our EP. We got a spot at North by Northeast in Toronto, which was pretty awesome.
Very nice. How was that?
Great. We got to watch some great bands, the Icarus Line. We got to watch Iggy.
Nice.
Yeah.
And
for free.
That's very cool. Where did you guys want to play?
We ended up playing at the Hideout.
I'm well aware of that place. You know, excellent, excellent. So what's in store for you guys, like, in the next little while? What's on the plate?
We're supposed to be going in this month to start recording, or doing pre-production anyways, on a full-length album.
Excellent. Do you have a label yet?
No.
Okay, it'll be independently released. Would you like to introduce this song here? It's a bit of a lengthy one, so we've got to kind of, what can you say about the track we're about to hear?
It's inspired by Jim Henson's movie, The Dark Crystal.
That's a very good movie.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Gelflings.
Okay, this is The Hidden Towers with The Great Conjunction on CITR.